Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Like a bat out of hell, he raced to his phone to join us. It's Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com writer. Joining us every Tuesday here on the program. Hi, Adam.
Happy Carlos Rodriguez Day.
Yes, let's get to that in a minute. Can we start with something I've never seen at the ballpark first last night? Adam, you've covered the Brewers for 20-plus years.
The bat.
Yeah. The bat. Vladdy Guerrero swings. He loses control of the bat, which we've seen happen before. But then the bat sticks, I don't know, 20-some-odd feet above the dugout. It's stuck in the netting for a portion of the game yesterday.
Yeah, when they finally got it down, Colin Ray was pitching, and he was pitching great. He threw first pitch strikes to the final 21 hitters he faced, and he had thrown one of those strike ones when the bat came down, and there was this huge cheer, and he was like looking around like, what just happened? And it was that they finally got the bat down. I was wondering what that device was, what the pole was that they got it down with. So I'm going to have to wander over. The visiting clubhouse manager is a guy who's been there for 1,000 years, Phil Rozowitz. And I have a feeling he was involved in getting whatever contraption. It looked like Chris Bassett from the Blue Jays, the pitcher, was the guy who got it down. So we got to figure out what they rigged up to get that to get the bat down.
It was some metal rod with a hook, and it reminded me of, you can buy them for your closet if you want to hang things really high. You can get those metal rods with a little hook on the end, and you just, I know I have one because I'm a little bit shorter and the closets are pretty high, so sometimes you just go way up there to hook something and bring it down. It looked like that, but just like double the size.
Well, you've made a lot of money in TV and radio if you have a closet that's that big, and I'm really impressed, and I want an invite for a summer cookout at this point.
I would say about 20 years in television, that would not be accurate. Now in radio,
No, I actually, you know, there was like a little like loop at the end of it because they had to flip it upside down in order to get it to fall. So they had that like the hook thing, but then they kind of rigged it with a rope, something like that. I actually asked Wade Miley because it looked to me like some kind of a dead animal extraction tool for like, you know, something like wanders in your pool. So I thought Wade Miley would, you know, he knows how to get rid of varmints, and even he didn't know what it was. So.
Looks like a guy who might wrestle an alligator every once in a while in his life, Wade Miley. So
there's a great story we heard. I'm going to share it, even though maybe I'm not supposed to, but a scout had come to see him pitch. And when he was a free agent at one point in his career, and then Wade said, "You want to come by and, you know, see the ranch?" So he goes over and does it, and they're there, and some other guys that work on Miley's property were there, and Miley, they had some jerky, and Miley asked the scout if he wanted to try this jerky, and, you know, the scout tries it and makes a face, and it's like not good, and the guys are laughing, and he goes, "Well, what is this?" And apparently it was varmint.
You don't want that kind of jerky. Well, you can, anything can become tender if you smoke it long enough. But
I think that's what they did.
That sounds like Wade Miley in a nutshell. So the Brewers get the win yesterday. You started off the segment by saying, "Happy Carlos Rodriguez Day." Who is this 22-year-old, and what's he doing on the pitching mound?
Well, he's from Nicaragua, which puts him in a pretty small fraternity of players from that nation. He moved to Miami when he was 8 years old, and then went to high school and was a Brewers sixth-round pick out of the Miami area. And he was their minor league pitcher of the year a couple of years ago, drafted in 21, then minor league pitcher of the year in 22. And in the most recent World Baseball Classic, he got to pitch in his country's first ever game in that tournament. And he pitched really well for 4 innings against Puerto Rico, a great lineup of major league players from Puerto Rico. So he's, you know, he's pitched on a big league mound in Miami, but this will be his first opportunity to pitch in Milwaukee. And look, he is the 12th pitcher in the 12th starting pitcher, and the Brewers are playing their 67th game tonight. So if you want to know the story of the season so far, that's really it in a nutshell. And the record is 24. And, you know, I don't know if the Brewers get to 24 different starting pitchers, something really weird has happened. But at this point, only 67 games in, they're halfway there, and it's pretty incredible the amount of depth that they've had to employ. And They're sitting 12 games over 500 and 7 games up on the rest of the division. So credit to the whole pitching staff, including the bullpen, and all the coaches for kind of holding things together so far, despite just some really tough circumstances and losing a lot of guys that they were counting on for big innings.
Hey, speaking of the story of the season, there's a new story out there today that says the Brewers are MLB's best underdog story. Would you agree with that?
Well, they're embracing that. I mean, we've talked about it, the whole dodgeball, passes of Houlihan, what is it, average Joe's gym against Globo gym. That's what Christian Yelich has kind of latched onto as the identity of this team. They know that, I don't think the players think a lot about payroll and team construction. They're worried about just doing their job.
Sure.
But, the guys can see that they're constructed a little bit differently than some of the other clubs that they're playing. And I think they're embracing that mentality a little bit. And especially on the pitching side, it's been what they need. Pat Murphy, despite really being thin in the starting rotation, has still made some, on certain days, some pretty aggressive moves to the bullpen. And a starter last night, Colin Ray, he's throwing all these first pitch strikes. He's totally in control of the game. He's at 85 pitches through 7, and they go to the bullpen because they had rested relievers that they liked in that spot. And sometimes, that can lead to some hard feelings. The guy doesn't want to come out of the game. This group has really sort of just, passed off the ball to the next guy and let him do the job. And they've done a really good job as a group of sort of embracing the, all for one sort of mentality that you need when you're a club that's been hit by a bunch of injuries.
Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey joining us in Wisconsin's Midday News. So I'm always fascinated when somebody makes their team or MLB debut, especially the MLB debut. It goes one of two ways commonly, Adam. They're so nervous, they get shocked, they get shelled early, like they never settle in. Or the other side of it, the Freddie Peralta game in Colorado back in the day, or even Robert Gasser earlier this year, they're in command because none of the hitters have ever seen the guy.
Yeah, it should be advantage pitcher, right, in those situations, because minus the guys that have, you've faced him in the minor leagues over the years, that does happen. So it's not like they've never seen these players if it's young hitters against young pitchers. But really, a pitcher should have a sort of an advantage when the hitters are seeing him for the first time. And the guys that do the best are the ones who go out there and act like they own the mound and they belong. And I don't know if this is a social media thing or just generally how athletes are raised these days. I remember talking to Robin Yount about this way back about the 50th anniversary of his debut. I mean, he was terrified his first couple of weeks in the big leagues. And Jeff Cirillo talked to me about being so terrified at Fenway Park for his first at bat, he struck out and ran back to the dugout. And Greg Vaughn had to tell him, you can walk back to the dugout. You don't have to run. I don't think, or at least Robin Yount said this, I think Cirillo believes it too. I don't think that today's player is necessarily as, knee-shakingly nervous. And maybe it has something to do with just feeling like through social media, you've been there. You've been on those mounds. You've been in those circumstances. You feel like you know the players that you're facing. I don't know if there's anything to that or if it's just the way, kids are these days, to sound like an old man. But I feel like they more often go out there and sort of own it. It doesn't guarantee success, but I don't think they're overwhelmed when they go out there and take them out.
It'll be fascinating to watch tonight. The Brewers take on the Blue Jays. We'll see if anything else gets stuck in the net. We hope he doesn't get stuck in the net. Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
I'll stay away from the net in batting practice.
Please, please do. Otherwise, I'll use that same device to get you down. You don't want any piece of that, that's for sure. Appreciate it. We'll talk again with Adam next week, Tuesday. It's 11:47 on WTMJ.